Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
That's me.
Yes. Scott, how are you going?
Oh, much better now. Oh, I've reinvigorated my soul and I'm sweaty.
Oh, sweaty like all the men in the movie we just watched.
Yes, like Tyrese Gibson and Jason Statham.
Now.
And that guy that pops up in every movie and he's got the long black hair. He's like, oh, yeah.
Which one?
The old man.
Oh, Ian McShane.
Yeah, Ian McShane.
Hello, I'm Ian McShane. I'm in John Wick. Wow. Yar.
He is in John Wick,
yeah,
isn't he?
True story. After this movie, he went over to the Continental, bought it out. Then, like, so this is a part of the John Wick universe.
Wait.
Because Ian McShane from John Wick went to the Continental, which
in
is that
Sydney.
In John Wick, hotel.
Oh, Continental.
The big triangle
one. Oh, not the Intercontinental. Continental. Yes, yep.
And he bought that. Now he's in John Wick.
Wow.
Death Race, the movie we watched
prequel
for this podcast.
To John Wick.
Yep. Wow. Confirmed. Oh, you're God. Welcome.
You're pretty on it, aren't you?
I try.
Fucking.
And just because I stole that from someone on Letterboxd doesn't mean nothing. It's all me.
That's right. Take credit where you can.
Exactly. It was all me, man. I built the roads you're standing on.
Do you want to tell the audience, Ben, about the tradition that we've started?
The audience in this room or the audience listening?
Bloody both, mate.
All right. Well, quiet down, everybody here.
Hey, keep it down over there.
Because this is about to get serious.
It is.
Now, last week, we had Ma'am Charlesworth on.
Which was fantastic.
Which is fucking awesome.
It was so fucking good.
Now, every year, she's there to keep us in line. So whatever, you heard the podcast.
Tame it down
a little bit. Tame
us
down. Make sure that we're not being too naughty.
Reel us in.
Yeah. Then, today we started Death Race. We watched the movie. Then I said, hey, Scott, Death Race from 2008 starring Jason Statham actually has another three movies in this franchise.
Oh!
Now, what we could do is punish everybody for the next 4 weeks of Death Race material.
It could just be a whole month of Death Race.
Would be pretty good.
Yeah. But there's the opportunities there.
Yeah, because we like to start a franchise
with
and work
Death
our
Race.
Way through. Not just with Death Race, but we like to work our way through an entire franchise.
Yes, we like that continuity for people's understanding of where we're going from so that we can jump from movie to movie when we're talking about things. It makes it easier to explain things.
Yeah, we. So like, you know, Harry Potter, do the whole Harry Potter.
Yes.
But,
however,
perhaps on the contrary... Amino Grigio, we are going to do Death Race, the second podcast of every year for the next 4 years.
Yeah! Round of applause. You're at the back.
Wait, yep.
That's for you.
Oh, hang on. But what about the fifth year? You're going to be out of Death Racing.
Wrong. Incorrect.
In 1975, this movie's based on, there was a movie called Death Race 2000. So we can work our way through 5 years of Death Racing.
Now, that is going to be an absolute wild ride, pun intended.
Yeah.
And I hope that, you know, they just keep getting better and better, which we know that they probably won't. Will?
Or why?
Absolutely will.
Well,
I mean, obviously they will lack the Jason Statham for the other ones.
Because
you told me before the podcast, you're like, oh yeah, so Jason Statham's actually not in any of them.
No, he's just in this one. But that could be a reason. There could be a reason for that.
Yeah.
He's escaped. He's with his daughter in
Mexico. True. There's no need for him to be in the store anymore. But Ving Rhames, on the other hand, we haven't heard his story yet.
No. Or Danny Trejo.
Yep.
Or Trejo.
That's right. Two legends. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a synopsis, Ben. For the movie we just watched. Framed for a murder he did not commit. Ooh. Three-time Speedway champ Jensen Ames. Jason, played by Jason Statham. Finds himself at Terminal Island.
Oh, no.
The country's toughest prison.
Bruh.
But he gets an unexpected chance at freedom when the warden offers a choice, colon, compete in the death race as a mythical driver.
Damn, only in Ohio.
Called Frankenstein.
We got him with those sick, fresh references from the Ticker Talk.
Yeah, we did.
Nah.
Now, this is actually wrong. He's not called Frankenstein. He's called Frankenstein's Monster. That's his actual full name as the mythical racer. But people call him Frank.
No, he was just Frankenstein.
On the board, if you read on the race board, it was Frankenstein's Mon, and then it cut off.
Maybe it was just Frankenstein's Mon. you don't think...
Frankenstein's Mum. Hey, Mom. I'm Frankenstein's Mom.
Yeah, I'll wear a mask and I'm ugly.
Yeah, so how about that? I think that's a really cool concept for a movie. And definitely there is a lot of things pulling from that Mad Max sort of era with this sort of thing. And they absolutely lean into it with this movie. I enjoyed this movie a lot for what it was. You know, there were so many really exciting, invigorating parts in it that just like kind of went, whoa, okay. They're going all out in this.
Yeah, so many cool moments.
Yep.
I do reckon just the whole concept, as you said, was done really well.
Yeah.
It was. You want to see some cars get destroyed in prison with, you know...
Lots of gore.
Yeah. Lots of cool swearing.
Yeah. Like, fuck!
Yeah, Butternut's specialty.
Was it 14K was his name?
Oh, yeah, 14K.
What a name for a racer.
From the triads.
Yeah.
They were epic. What was your favourite name?
Oh, Machine Gun Joe was pretty good.
Yeah, that was mine.
But I think Frankenstein... you know what? I think he was just Frankenstein. I don't know.
I think he was just Frankenstein.
I think that's such a cool idea for a character. This guy who's been disfigured beyond belief from all of his crashes racing. And he has to wear a mask. So nobody actually knows who he is anymore.
Yeah, that is sick.
Like, no one remembers his face because he's been racing for so long and he's all scarred up and... been just wearing this piece of metal all the time.
So obviously he's lost heaps.
Yes. He probably started from nothing and then he became really good the more he raced. Mm. But he had the luck of not dying for so long until Machine Gun Joe finally killed him.
Yeah, and then Homie just never knew that he killed him until... Oh, I guess he didn't in the end.
In the end, he figured it out and he's like, hang on a second. I don't think Frankenstein's British.
Yeah.
I don't think he had that funny accent last time.
Something's up here, mate.
Something here is a little bit iffy.
All right, here's some of the other names. Oh, yeah. We had Pachenko.
Pachenko, yeah, no, yes. Yeah, we said the moustache man.
Yeah, the guy who killed his wife.
Yeah.
And he did the finger guns. He was finger blasting all over.
Oh, Pachenko. He had like the grey mohawk, yeah. Yep.
We had Coach, who was Ian McShane.
I like Coach as a character. Yep. Yeah.
We had Lists.
Lists. Yeah, that was the nervous guy. Ooh,
yeah, the nerdy dude. 14K.
Yes.
Hector Grimm. And Neo-Nazi. Who was Neo-Nazi?
I don't know. No, there was this the Lold Gold guy. Whatever, the NASCAR driver. Who was that guy's name? I can't remember.
Colt. His name was Colt.
Riggins? Was there a Riggins?
No, there was a Riggins, and there was a Colt. His name
Colt. Neo-Nazi.
There's just a guy, John Fallon, plays a Neo-Nazi. Maybe he was just a Neo-Nazi, and he actually wasn't.
And we didn't actually remember seeing him in the movie. He was just like a Neo-Nazi.
He's just a Neo-Nazi in the background.
Wow, how about that?
Neo-Nazi.
Oh, probably one of the dudes that had like the bracelets on.
Which one?
You know, like how they had like the other prisoners with the bracelets come out?
What was the point of them anyway?
Well, they were like this. They were probably people that couldn't race, but they were promised freedom for doing favours for Hennessy. I would say they were under contract as well. And fucking, what's his name? Mohawk Man.
Pachenko.
Pachenko was probably under a extended contract, like a contract to get out even earlier. If he did that job by killing Jason Statham's wife.
Yeah.
So...
But then he never got out.
Yeah, obviously, because he got demolished.
Yeah, his neck got snapped.
Just got snapped like a twiggy stick.
Which, let's go there right now.
Oh, you really are.
I liked it that nobody stopped Jason from snapping Homie's neck.
Yeah.
I thought there was going to be some guard just tase him and go, no, that's against the rules. Mm. You have to shoot him in your car or something.
Yep.
But Homie just snapped that guy's neck.
He walked out fucking badass. It was a revenge story from that point. Yeah, it was like a
nice carrot stick. Just
and it was really satisfying too. It's like, dude, you killed this man's wife. You deserve every bit of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did. So obviously he got let out on a little cheeky mission to do that. So the whole point of Jason Statham was to reinvigorate Frankenstein. But if he had one win left, once he'd won, theoretically, what were they going to do with him?
Well, they were going to kill him and put someone else in there.
So just keep swapping him. But then what would be the narrative after that for the new guy?
That is a plot hole. I think what they would try to do is stop him from winning ever. And they would just keep crashing Frankenstein over and over and over again, basically killing every single person that enters the moniker or takes up the moniker of the Frank.
True, but then as a fan, when you just want get sick of seeing your boy Frankenstein lose.
He never wins. Like, this dude never wins. He's won 4 times. Why can't he win anymore?
It's like being an Eels supporter.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, this is no point. An NRL reference for you footy heads.
Yes.
No, it just didn't make any sense.
Well, eventually they would have to let him win and they would have to create a new character that would be the replacement for Frankenstein.
Or they'd let him win, but then they'd come up with some story like, it's actually now 10 wins or something.
Yeah, or they would say, Frankenstein is so in love with racing, he just wants to stick around.
Yeah,
No, but that's what she said too. Hey, I want you to think about sticking around, you know?
I still reckon they would have killed him anyway, though.
Yeah, true. True.
Like, if he said yes, I reckon they would have been like,
you're fucked.
Prison guard, Jason Clark, he just loved beating on the prisoners. Yeah. Beating on anyone.
That was insane. Funniest moment for you in this movie? Or a extremely funny moment that really caught your eye?
Definitely the end.
Yep.
which
part of the end? Because there were two really funny bits at the end.
Where Ian McShane,
yep,
the coach, blows up Hennessy.
Yes,
he turns to the camera, fourth wall break, and says, I love this game. Hell yeah.
That was badass.
That is some butts to nuts action right there.
Truly. You can't get more butts to nuts than that.
Bro, that was real hardcore shit.
Fucking hell. Or what about when Hennessy released the Dreadnought? Well, that's what the truck was called, right?
Yeah,
the Dreadnought.
That was hectic,
and,
man.
And she's like, no, it wasn't that point. Maybe it was later.
It was just...
when she was trying to detonate the bomb on Jason Statham's car.
Oh, I know what you're about to say.
And she's like, something...
Okay, cocksucker, fuck with me, and we'll see who shits on the sidewalk.
Yeah, no, that's a well-known saying. Like, I've heard that many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
What, just from, like,
shit
random...
Shit on the sidewalk.
Random blonde women to say that to you?
Yeah, we'll see who shits on the sidewalk.
Whenever you're driving, just down, like, the M4 or something, and just some bitch says, hey, okay, cocksucker, we'll see who shits on the sidewalk.
The cars were so cool.
They were very cool.
Wow, really creative designs. Obviously, again, pulling a lot from Mad Max and all that.
Some nice practical,
really great practical effects, like the tombstone on the back of his Mustang. That was fucking sick. And I want to say, as soon as I saw the tombstone, I went, that's where GTA 5 got their design for their, like, Arena Wars stuff. They got it all from this.
Oh, you
reckon? And a bit of Mad Max as well.
Yeah.
In the game, you can get a car that has the tombstone on the back of it.
Oh, really?
You can do that,
Does it drop off?
Doesn't drop off, unfortunately. It's not that cool.
Bullshit,
though. I know. And it doesn't even protect you that much.
That Machine Gun Joe had his sick Ram truck.
Yes, with the fucking RPGs on the top.
Yes.
That were missile locked. I would be using that way more, by the way.
Yeah.
You've got missiles. Why are you not using them?
Also, why would no one else install missiles if you can? Why is everyone just rocking the machine guns?
Why doesn't someone have, like, a door that opens up and it's got, like, the gun doors? What, like, whatever movie that was from? Oh, Green Hornet.
Shrek. Oh, yeah. Green Hornet, of course.
Shrek. Yeah, when Kato opens up the gun door and he starts like shooting with the machine gun, but you just have rockets there and they're like eyeline sight firing, so like someone's beside you and just boom.
That is one thing.
You could be sick doing that.
That I wish this had more of was weapon variety.
Yeah.
We saw a bit of smoke and a tiny bit of napalm.
And a bit of grease.
Yeah, a little bit of grease. But a lot of it was just like explosions and bullets.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
was cool.
For the most part, for the beginning, but then it does get a bit derivative. Yeah. You want something new.
I wanted a grappling hook.
Oh.
Someone should have shot a hook into someone's car.
Yes.
And then held on to the car. See, Mad Max has that.
Yes.
They've got a hook and they've got a guitarist on a car.
On a truck.
Yeah. Peak movie.
Fuck, man.
Peak cinema.
So good.
That's what
so
you want. Good. That is what you want.
Did you know the guitarist that plays in that scene, his name is Pliny? And I'm pretty sure he's Australian, I think.
It's but Flea.
It's Flea.
Yeah,
it's Bloody Flea.
Flea.
Nah, it's this guy called Pliny, I think. And he's like a really well-known guitarist in the metal community. Like, he's like top shit.
Nah.
Really good dude. But, yeah, that's just like a little side trivia fact about the movie that we didn't watch today.
I don't believe it. No, yeah. It was Jason Statham.
It was actually there. Jason Statham in Mad Max playing guitar.
It is, song. Yeah. It's yeah. like Daniel Craig's cameo in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Jason Statham is the guitarist. He's just the fire coming out of the guitar.
Spreading real news from butts to nuts.
The Dreadnought was sick, though, if we go back to the big truck boy.
Yes. And that also has been picked up by GTA, where you have like the wedge truck as well on the front. Yeah.
Also, Trevor. Trevor's based off Jason Statham's character. You can just tell, can't you?
Yeah, literally, bro.
It's the exact same.
He's just the same dude.
Michael's based off Machine Gun Joe. You can just tell. You can just tell.
And Machine Gun Kelly's based off Machine Gun Joe.
And Franklin's based off Machine Gun Kelly. It's this weird.
Nah, Franklin's based off the turtle, man. You know Franklin the turtle?
Oh, yeah. You got me.
That was a little bit too deep, bit too meta there.
That was a bit silly.
Oi, speaking of silly things like Hennessy whiskey, Hennessy as a character was dark. She was like, yep, I'm all for the greed. I'm all for the views and the ratings. I will kill people.
It was Logan Paul's mum.
It literally was. It yeah. was Mogan Paul. I'm trying to like mush mum and Logan together.
Yeah, well, listen here, dog. You can fucking stop with that shit, because we got an audience in this room and we got audience listening.
A live audience yeah. right over there.
Yeah, pipe down.
Oi, shut the fuck up. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We love you.
You got to stop this shit, Scott. With Mumgen Paul.
Oi, that's... No, you did it. You did the combination. Oh, slap me some skin.
I'll slap you plenty of skin over that one.
Oh, shit.
No, yeah, Hennessy was dark, bro.
Yeah.
But, to be fair, she was raking in those numbers. Like,
was getting that dollar.
Bro, she was getting that fat dollar. You know, she was spitting fat game and getting fat dollar.
Mm-hmm.
She was like the fattest hoe on the whole course, man. She was just raking it in.
With a PH.
Yeah, exactly right.
That's right. She was gangster.
And a Z.
And a Z.
Fat.
Fat.
Z silent. Bitch. We're back.
I wonder what she does drink, though. I don't reckon she would drink whiskey. I think she would drink, like, gin or something.
Probably just like a...
Like a yeah. pink gin. No, no.
Long Island iced tea or something like that.
Damn, yeah. She whacks six of those down before every race. Yeah. She's like, all right, fucking release the Dreadnought.
Whacking them out. Like, release it now. We're gonna kill Jason.
You know what? I actually think that maybe Fury Road could have gotten some ideas with the Dreadnought, though. Because it was similar how it had like...
To Furiosa's truck.
All the gunners on top and stuff like that. Very similar to their truck.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Or that could just be an idea that's like floated around in cinema for a while. It's a cool idea though. Like you have a whole team of dudes hunting down the racers with this massive truck.
They're going through shortcuts. Prison guards, and then they all just got murked. Just got destroyed.
But what if they weren't prison guards? What if they were other prisoners?
True.
They probably were, like, dudes with bracelets on machine guns.
Because it makes sense, right? Yeah, true. Prison guards wouldn't risk themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes sense, like, the whole idea of this, like, the whole concept, because the whole world prisons are overflowing.
Yeah.
Let's just kill them off by making money off it as well.
That's right.
It's genius. It's like pay-per-view, really, like with the UFC. Like, it's the exact same thing.
Exactly the same.
Exactly yeah. the same.
Yeah.
This is what the UFC will become, and I'm all for it, honestly.
It started off as fights, and then it will turn into races.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. It starts with boneless wings, then it ends with Joe Rogan. Wake up, people.
This is the reality you live in now. This is
the real shit.
Yeah. Natalie Martinez is also in End of Watch.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I did say that on Letterboxd.
Yeah, which is cool, although her character isn't like the best in this, obviously. She's just there because this is in the era of the Fast and the Furiouses, and these kinds of movies, they love big action and pretty girls.
We've also watched End of Watch. Go listen to her.
Go listen to that and watch that movie, please, because that is good. And yeah. She plays a very good character in that movie.
I presume so.
Very emotional.
Yeah. Is she Michael Peters' wife?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, that's right. She's good. Yep. Yeah, the whole reason they had the women in here...
was just to be sex icons, basically. That was a trend of the 2000s of everything.
So like many music hot videos. Women prisoners.
Yeah, I know. And like the fact that they're not wearing prison uniforms as well. Like, come on.
I didn't even realize that.
Let's dress them up in like sexy gear for this movie, for like just this bit. It's like, bruh, come on. It's like everyone's thinking like Michael Bay in all of these 2000s movies. It's crazy.
Off the side of the...
definitely a trend.
Like all the people on the side of the track and they're all just howling and that one guy's just grabbing his cock and howling.
That was filthy. Bro.
But you're also doing the same as you're watching the movie, which is
Get out of
but
it.
But not during that part, just during the race. It was really awkward.
I was like, oh, fuck, these burning rubber boys.
Yeah.
It gets me going.
What about some mad grinding from Jason Statham? You're doing a bit of howling during that as well.
Yeah, I was.
Shit grinding, apparently, though.
Dude was jacked. He was, like, as always, but, like, he was massive in this.
Yeah, he was.
Good form with those chin-ups.
Apparently, he was at 20% body fat before this movie, and then he trained, and he got down to 6% body fat.
Holy shit. That's dedication for you right there. Something that I wouldn't know.
No. Seems like a lot of effort. I can't be bothered.
You know, I'd rather game, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'd rather play some Cyberpunk.
Or GTA.
Yeah.
So that you can play some Armor Wars based on this movie.
Yeah, I'll really get in character there.
Yeah, exactly. What was your favorite kill?
Oh, I had a few. I have one specifically, and you know exactly what it is. When old mate Moustache Man gets out of his car, he's like, you can't fucking kill me.
The Grim Reaper.
And he's got deep, deep scars all over his face, like he is permanently disfigured. He's like, And then Machine Gun Joe just comes along and drifts and takes his head clean off, but explodes it against the glass.
And they've replayed it like three separate times.
It was so good.
That's a movie that knows its audience. Yeah. It's like they're going to want to see this at least three more times.
Yeah, we can't just tease them with once. Like, we need to permanently ingrain this in people's brains.
Otherwise, everyone's just like pausing the movie and YouTubing that to continue. Or, I mean, I guess you could rewind as well.
Yeah.
But who would do that when you've got
YouTube.
Not sponsored?
Yeah. That was so funny, that scene as well, when Tyrese Gibson goes to like his partner in the car and he's like, man, I got to wash his face off the car when we get back.
Yeah.
But that partner in the car doesn't end up surviving, obviously, because he throws him out, right?
No one survived in Machine Gun Kelly's car.
That was it. That was what they were saying. He's like, oh, no chicks want to ride with him. Only dudes do, and they all end up dying.
Even at the end of that epic prison escape and the helicopters chasing him, shooting. And of course, that one guy just somehow gets shot.
Just blistered with fucking bullets. And then Tyrese is like, oh, man, I'm actually okay.
But his whole thing was armored.
Yeah.
And then suddenly
it was unarmored on that side?
Just for one side, just to kill off another guy.
There were so many moments where he should have died if that happened.
Mm.
If this man got peppered with bullets, Tyrese should be dead from the choppers, or the gun is at the front. But, you know, action movie logic, you can't kind of go into
you
that.
You can't kill Tyrese.
No, he's got the biggest plot armor of all time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. His music.
His music.
Yeah.
Which maybe I should get up.
No.
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 I won't do that. That'd be a little bit
I loved
too
it
silly.
When he threw that guy out as well and he just smashed his head onto that metal thing.
That was fucking hilarious.
What's this? Is this a bit of Tyrese?
It's a bit of Tyrese.
I specifically told you not to. What is this shit?
It's beautiful, man.
This is his plot armor.
His music. Look, he's wearing a fedora on the album cover.
God damn, he's like Walter White. He's so intimidating.
He's fucking Walton White.
Yeah.
He's ready to sling meth.
Bro, he'd be slinging that shit. And I'd be buying from him. I'd buy anything from Tyrese. He's just such a charmer.
All right, I want to get a little bit nerdy here.
Okay, nerd.
The music was really good in this. When it came up, like that kind of like beat sort of was really cool. But the main film critique-y thing that I really liked was the editing in the races.
Yeah.
Very quick.
It wasn't boring. No. It didn't feel sickening.
Exactly. Oops. And it was very creative editing too, because it was like one thing would happen and that would cause like a chain reaction to another car and another car and another car. And like you would see one crash and then fucking chains come out the back of one and pull something, or one get hit with a rocket midair. That was really well done.
14K's death was awesome with the editing there, with the dreadnought that exploded him with tank thing.
Yes, you heard me say multiple times, fuck, throughout this movie.
Yeah.
This is the kind of movie that will make you go, fuck.
Even some good fights in the pits sort of
fuck.
Thing. Fuck. Between Pachenko and Jason, where he smacked that one guy's head into like the anvil or something.
Yeah, the ground fighting was good too.
Good, yeah.
A nice balance there between... And usually when like fights happen or chases happen in cars...
Or in even movies, just these kind of movies.
These kind of movies, yeah, generally speaking. You get, like you said, you get a little bit overwhelmed with it. You get a little bit bored sometimes, but this had the way of keeping you on your toes, which was great.
Which is good, because the whole movie was action.
The premise of it.
They didn't shy away from just pumping this shit full of it. I think that was really to its benefit.
Yeah.
It had a decent story, but they didn't focus on fleshing out the characters too much, because they're like, well... We've got our story. It's got a few twists and turns. Kind of obvious, but let's just race and just kill some people.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was awesome. I liked that a lot.
Was this movie successful when it came out?
Do you know
if it was that successful? It was definitely brought out in a time when, like... when did Fast Five come out? Probably around the same time, I would say. Because Tyrese was big at this point. Like, he was... probably just in Transformers, I would say. 2008? Yeah.
Didn't look like it... Wait.
Transformers 2009, I can't remember.
But with a budget of $65 million, it made $76
million. Oh, okay, well...
So not great. Which is weird that they got three sequels off it.
Yeah, because that would never happen nowadays.
Like, no, well, you don't... You got to think of marketing as well. So they probably were negative on that.
Even if you break even on a movie these days, you don't get a sequel unless you're James Cameron.
Yeah. So $65 million and a box office return of $72
million. Oh, they still profited then.
Well, you got to take into account probably double the budget for marketing.
Yeah, and so also that would be money over time, wouldn't it? Like that wouldn't just be like the opening.
So that's a loss of probably...
Probably 100 million or something.
Not 100 million, but a few.
Yeah, a few mil.
A few mil, yeah.
Don't worry, we'll get them back for the next couple of
We'll get
movies.
Them next time. We'll get Jason Clarke to hit more prisoners next time and spin more cars. We'll be sweet.
He was a bit of a surprise to turn up in this movie. I didn't realise that he was in it.
Yeah, no. Well, I didn't realise half these people.
Yeah.
Jason Bourne lady.
It was yeah. Hennessy was Jason Bourne lady. I was expecting her to say, Jesus fucking Christ, it's Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Statham, it's Jason Jesus.
Go on.
No.
Fuck. What have you
done? Her name's
done?
Joan Allen.
Oh, I bumped the mic.
Obviously, her name's Joan Allen.
It is, obviously.
Well, my favorite death was the Dreadnought, just getting destroyed.
Yeah, that was satisfying.
That was great.
Even the... Oh, they were working on it for months, only for it to be destroyed in the first race.
Great prison escape as well.
Yeah, very creative, and didn't expect that too.
Yeah, I thought he was going to win the race, not escape, which is good.
I knew that they were planning to kind of do something together, like to get out. But at that point in the race, I wasn't expecting them to escape through the wall.
No.
But also the thing is, you allow these people to have rockets and stuff on their cars, and you can turn off their weapons. Why don't you have a thing that can turn off their car too? Or like can cut their car.
Yeah.
Like, you're a prison.
Wouldn't that be like the first thing?
That would probably be priority.
Yeah, that's
over
such
the weapons.
A good point, actually.
Yeah. When you have something that would be an automatic failsafe if they go outside the barrier that their car explodes or something.
That would make so much sense.
What can I say? I'm thinking of the big things here.
I wonder, they'd probably do it in either Death Race 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah, they've learnt from their mistakes.
I'm sure they have thought, and I'm sure it doesn't get worse from
Death
here.
Death Race 2. Oh, they had that guy who was like the advertising guy for all the media stuff in this movie. For like that's in like every American advertisement thing ever. You know, the voice?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah. So awesome.
Yeah, I love the little cuts of the Death Race bit. It was like... Pay now, only $250.
Yeah, you've got it. You can do it.
That was great. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It was odd, though, that at the start of every race, they'd put Death Race, Stage 2, and then they'd put the time.
Yeah.
It's like, I was wondering if it was 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now I know.
Thanks for that. Thanks.
Any final points before we get into it? Or
acting was pretty mid for most of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jason Statham, he's known to play the exact same character in every fucking movie he does.
He doesn't talk much either.
No, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm Jason Statham.
That's why it was weird, the voiceover at the end. Hearing his voice for more than 5 seconds was like, wait, what?
What's going on here?
He's meant to be grunting.
He's supposed to be smouldering in that mask. What is he doing?
Yeah. That's about it. Oh, a guy spat in his food. I didn't like that.
That was...
Dirty boy.
Filthy.
Dirty boy.
He deserved to die for that.
Did he die?
Yeah. Did he?
Probably. Oh. Probably. All right. Well, shall we get to trivia time?
Oh, you know it, mate. You bloody know it.
Righto. First one. David Carradine, who starred in the original film of Death Race 2000, played the voice of Frankenstein in the opening scene for this film.
Wow.
That's a bit fun, isn't it?
That's a little bit cool.
That's a little fun. 4 tons of blank ammunition were used in this film. That is a lot.
Man.
Yep. Holy shit.
Oh, that's a lot of fake ammo.
And originally, this film was going to be a sequel to the original film Death Race 2000.
I wonder how that would have turned out.
It was going to be called Death Race 3000.
Oh,
and it was going to be a race around the world with futuristic hovering, invisible, and transforming cars. But everything about it had to be rewritten due to production costs. I think it would have been a CGI mess.
I think it would have been absolutely horrible to do it like that. I don't think half of these actors would have signed up for that either.
Probably still would have. Who cares?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Tyrese definitely would have.
Tyrese would have loved it.
Yeah, he would have been like, oh, man!
This shit's awesome.
Yeah.
Letterbox time.
Yep. Open the box. Let's read those letters.
Griffin says, the greatest prison break ever executed.
I'd say no. I think Escape from Alcatraz probably beats that.
Even Guardians of the Galaxy has a better prison break.
Oh, true. Yeah. Yes, it does.
Gotta think, mate. Gotta think.
Yeah, there's so many movies that...
It was a decent prison break, though. It wasn't a bad prison break.
It was not feasible, though.
No.
That's the one thing that you want from a good prison break is, could I do this? No.
Probably not, no.
But Tyrese and Jason can.
Obviously, but they can do anything, Scott, you fool.
Yeah, what am I talking about? They have plot armor as thick as the Rock's skull.
B, Bad Taste says, Monster Energy Drink Cinema, 4 stars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is definitely that kind of movie.
Yeah, this is like Monster Jam, but just without Monster Jam.
You watch this in your singlet with sweat. And a
with
big
your speedy glasses and your backwards baseball cap.
And Monster Energy.
Yep, fucking sink those down, baby.
Yep, and just let your heart pump.
Pure testosterone in this movie. It's just, it's one for the boys.
Mm-hmm. Tom says, this is some fucking Waluigi cart shit. 4 stars.
That it is.
That it is. Righto.
Yeah, some would say it was a bit spooky in there. A little bit like Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, his anus. A bit
wait, did he say Waluigi?
Yeah, Waluigi.
Oh, my favourite.
Not Luigi.
Oh, shit.
Waluigi.
Fucked it up again, didn't I?
He's a little guy with a twiddly mustache.
He's a long boy. Long purple boy.
Big purple. Big purpley boy.
Speaking of that.
I'm a Wario guy.
You are a Wario. You've always been a Wario, man.
Always been Wario.
Speaking of Wario and Waluigi, we should get a new sensor for the Wii. Because I really want to play Mario Kart.
That is true.
And especially after watching Death Race.
Yes. Oh, that was a lot of comments. It was like, this is what Mario Kart would be in real life.
Yeah.
In a way, yes.
Except the banana peels were like the
napalm.
Grease. Napalm.
Right, score time.
I think it is.
Shall I go first?
Please.
I'm going to give this because I enjoyed the action sequences.
Yeah, oh, I already know what you're going to say.
What?
Do it.
Predict it. I dare you.
You're going to give it a 6.
Yeah, I am.
And you know what I'm going to give it?
A 7.
No, bloody 6 as well.
Wow.
I have it written down in the files. Fantastic.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1. Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast. Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3. Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.